All right, David Robinson, you've spent the last 30 years in the fire department and rescue squad. So I'm just wondering, what got you into politics in the first place?
Absolutely. I've always had a desire for public service. And while in high school, I had many of my friends and had talked about running for some sort of political office one day. And after having done, like I said, nearly 30 years, and like you said, in the fire and emergency services, I decided to take it to the next level and try out politics and public service and continue serving the people.
And why are you running for the Board of Education specifically?
The Board of Education, I feel, is a good way to help our young people. The folks starting off, I had good opportunities when I was young. I was able to become a part of the fire and emergency services as a matter of fact, when I was 12 years old, and I have continued that through the years. So I've had a lot of opportunities as a young person. Also, while in school, I was able to participate in vocational education programs. And I thought that the Board of Education would be a good opportunity for me to continue to help young people build on their education, sort of like the opportunities I had, but try to make it better. We're in changing times right now, and educational opportunities is more important now than ever, and I would love the opportunity to be able to expand those opportunities available in the school system.
All right, so based on your website, your priorities seem to stem around bullying, staff pay, curriculum, and school safety. What specific issues do you feel should be the top concern of the board right now?
Well, right now the board has got numerous concerns. Obviously, we're having an issue with the COVID-19 getting our children and staff back in school. That's going to have to be included in the priorities that all of us as candidates have established. But going back to my main priorities, like I said, bullying, school safety, we're just going to have to remember those are priorities as well, continue to build upon what has already been established. And, you know, the bullying issue, that's a real personal issue to me as well. You know, I experienced that in school occasionally, and that issue is still alive and well in the school system. I've had children as recent as last week come up to me and tell me, David, you know, I'm picked on in school. What can we do to make this better? So, you know, I just want to, you know, take an opportunity to look at this situation and see what we can do collectively as a group with the Board of Education to make life better for our school children, because bullying not only interferes with the educational process, the psychological issues that we're seeing in children now, that all comes together. And, you know, we really need to address this in a head-on fashion. But as I did say, we've just got a lot of priorities right now that's on the table. And with the COVID-19, we can't let that overshadow the other issues that I've made a priority for my campaign.
Yeah, in regards to bullying, since you seem to focus on that a bit, what do you think is the right tactic there? Do you think it's a mental health issue? What sort of implementations would you like to put? What would you like to implement there to address that issue?
Absolutely. I think it's a combination of both mental health and addressing the issue inside the school system. Some of the ideas I would like to see brought forth is bringing stakeholders together, developing a committee, and look at other school systems across the nation and see what they've done as best practices to combat bullying and look at their results and see how they have made things better. And maybe try to bring that to the table here in Brunswick County. I think it's going to take a group of folks rather than one or two people. It's nothing that I think the Board of Education can tackle alone, but I think if we bring stakeholders together, parents, even students, you know, we need to involve students as well. We just can't sit here as a group of adults and think we can come up with solutions. But I think we got to bring all stakeholders together, students, people from the community, mental health experts. We got to come to the table, look at some strategies, look at what other people have done, and then decide what's best for Brunswick County so we can try to make things a little better.
Yeah, and I know you said you didn't want other issues to kind of be overshadowed by the pandemic, but, you know, obviously it's a big issue. So I'm curious as to what your position is on that. What do you think is the right move for the board to make right now?
Absolutely. What I would like to do at this point is I would like to see children back in school, but I want the parents to make that decision. I want the parents, the caregivers, grandparents, you know, we have to understand there's so many caregivers involved with the children right now. We need to let those folks make a decision for what's best for their child. You know, some folks don't want their child back in school right now to risk exposure. Some parents do because they have issues. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to make the household run. You know, and I understand they need their children back in school. So I think it's a situation where we need to let the parents make that decision, but we do need to get the schools back open, and we need to have processes in place for infection control procedures to reduce the potential spread of the COVID-19 issues. But, you know, the answer to the question is I would like to get the children back in school on a full-time level as quickly as possible. And also understand for the folks, the children that are the parents, caregivers that don't want their child back in school, you know, continue to have them do the online process. But, you know, again, we still, with an online process, and we have to make sure that there are guidelines in place where all the schools are doing things consistent. That seems to be some of the concerns I've received so far. Not every school and teacher is doing things the same, so it's causing a bit of confusion.
Concerning the current Board of Education, what do you feel they've done well and maybe not so well?
Absolutely. Speaking from the pandemic point of view, I believe that over the summer, we should have, the board should have took more time to decide what we would need to do once the time schools needed to reopen. I know there was a lack of information coming from the state level, which made it difficult for local boards to really make a decision. But at the same time, we knew when this COVID-19 crisis started, it was going to be a long-term situation, and we would need to be thinking about strategies early in order to determine what we would do as time went on. So, you know, I think, you know, they could have done a little bit better of having some foresight into the future. I know there wasn't a lot of answers, but, you know, if we could have thought about how we were going to handle this sooner, it would have been better. But at the same time, I know it was a difficult situation, and, you know, I think they've done the best that they could do with the given information. But at this point, we can only learn from our mistakes and move forward and hope that in the future, should a crisis like this develop, that we'll be better equipped to handle it based on information learned so far.
Yeah, and outside the pandemic, what do you think they've done well, and what do you think needs to be improved?
Yeah, absolutely. I think transparency and communication to the parents, that's a huge issue. A lot of parents, I've spoke with parents all over Brunswick County, and they have felt there's been a lack of communication between the school board and, you know, the parents, caregivers, and so forth. There's been a lot of meetings that's been moved into closed session. So we've got an information gap there, and I think it's important that any public body, you know, is transparent with the information and communicates with all the stakeholders. So I think that's been a big issue with our current board, is keeping things secret, and we can't do that as a public body. We have to get the information on the table, get all stakeholders together, and work together as a group in order to make good decisions.
So all in all, what do you think makes you the most ideal candidate for this position?
Absolutely. I like to consider myself as a person from the outside looking in. We've had a lot of educational background on the current board. I'm a business person. I come from an emergency services background and business, and I would like to consider, again, myself looking from the outside inward, having an open mind, new strategies, new ideas. I've lived in Brunswick County, again, all my life. I've attended the Brunswick County schools. I've attended Brunswick Community College. So I have a good idea of what's going on, and I feel that I can reach out to everybody, not just the educational staff, but I have that ability to reach out to the normal, everyday working person. I understand the difficulty it is to make a living, and when I speak of everybody, I like to look at it from the bottom up. You know, we got school bus drivers, we have nutrition staff, we have custodial staff. These are the people that make the school function. I don't want to discount the teachers or the other critical staff, but it takes everybody together to make the school system work. And we really have to look at everybody and work with everybody. And I feel like I'm in a unique position to do that. And I want to be accessible. I don't want to be that candidate that keeps the seat warm, that you never hear from or see other than in the meeting. I want to be accessible. I want to be approachable and be that candidate that, you know, we can sit down and talk and figure things out and make things change, make things happen. That's what we need to be able to do.